Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 11th Psalm we hear, "For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds." O God, we give you thanks, for you are in the business of putting things right. You, O God, never give up on us, so that we can overcome those things which will hold us back from doing what you would have us do. It is you, O Lord, that remain steady, so we can be assured that you are there for us, so we can move towards righteousness. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lauger, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sader, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 16th, 2014.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved, open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have introduction of a very special guest today. On my right and your left, if she would stand, we have Dr. Cheryl B. Schrader, has been the Chancellor of the University of Missouri of Science and Technology since the spring of 2012, when she became the 21st leader in the university's 143-year history. She earned her Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering from Valparaiso University in Indiana in 1984, and her Master of Science and PhD degrees in Electrical Engineering were earned from the University of Notre Dame in 1987 and 1991, respectively. Before coming to Missouri S&T, Dr. Schrader was the Associate Vice President for Strategic Research Initiatives at Boise State University. Dr. Schrader has just been named an IEEE Fellow in honor of her leadership and contributions in engineering education. The Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers awards the grade of fellow upon those with an outstanding record of accomplishment in any of the IEEE fields of interest. Those selected are less than 0.1% of the total voting member. So I'm proud to say that she is my chancellor and my friend. Please make her
Let's welcome the distinguished chancellor from Missouri S&T in Rolla. To the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from Butler.
Yes, Mr. President. I have a new intern in my office this year. His name's Marshall Stallings. He's on your right, on our left. Marshall is currently a student at University of Missouri and hails from Charleston, Missouri. So make welcome, Marshall.
Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from Butler. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 11th.
I have a concurrent resolution. I'd like to offer and have it be printed in the...
Send it forward, sir. We will print it in the journal. You care to explain your resolution?
Mr. President, one of the biggest issues that we face this legislative session is to deal with the very unclear, very unfair transfer law in our state. There are several different proposals that are out. As far as legislation, what I'm offering is a concurrent resolution asking the State Board of Education to act now. There is a real argument to be made that the board can act. We need leadership from the board to stop some of the destructive things that are happening to our neighborhoods and the bankruptcy that may be happening in some of our school districts. This resolution asks that the board grant the Kansas City School District provisional accreditation, similar to what they did to St. Louis in the past. It asks the board to utilize its authority to create an accreditation and intervention model that allows reform and governance changes in a struggling school district so that a district has a chance to be successful before becoming bankrupt by the student transfer law. It asks that the board utilize authority given by the State Board of Education and DESE with the passage of Senate Bill 125 in 2013 to intervene immediately in districts where reform and change has failed to show any progress to student achievement. It asks the board to utilize a model of support and intervention that have been proven to increase achievement in Missouri schools districts with high levels of poverty. It asks the Board of Education to submit a budget request to the General Assembly to cover the cost of tuition and transportation for students who have transferred from Riverview Gardens and Normandy school districts to other districts. And finally, Mr. President, it asks the board to make the Commissioner of Education responsible for the success of districts that have dropped below full accreditation or employ a staff member of DESE that would be responsible for overseeing such school districts' progress towards gaining full accreditation. Now, Mr. President, the board does some of this stuff. I think it's important that the board hears what this General Assembly wants them to do when it comes to the student transfer issue. They can do it now. This concurrent resolution urges them to do that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis. You have a bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
Yeah. No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 745, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to concealed carry permits.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 746, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement penalties.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 747, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to compensation for sheriffs.
Is that the third bill? Further introduction of bills. Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 748, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the meningococcal vaccine.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 749, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to voting in advance of an election.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 750, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to employee password protection.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 751, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to elections.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 752, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the term of office for appointed officers.
Senator.
Mr. President, this bill provides that appointed officers, appointees, shall only hold office until their term ends. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 4th. Send it forward.
I think she did flip the switch.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 753, introduced by Senator Kevney, an act relating to requiring the state auditor to report on the costs of administering the death penalty.
No explanation.
Senator from Barry.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 754, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the termination date of the Missouri Prescription Drug Program.
Senator?
Sir.
Read the Senator from Cape Girardeau. Send your bill forward, sir.
Requires no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 755, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the statewide licensure of electrical contractors.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 756, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to funding for gifted education.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th. Send your bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 757, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 758, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to health care professionals who are covered by the state legal expense fund.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of messages from the House of Representatives and ask that the Secretary please read the message.
Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that Representative Funderburk will be replacing Representative Rhodes on the Escort Committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Butler.
For consent to introduce guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
On my left, on your right, Mr. President, we have Pastor Jamie Jones and his wife Deborah Jones from Divine Holiness Church in Caruthersville, Missouri. And accompanying them today is some students from Caruthersville High School, Devonna Cobb, Nicole Davis, Shannon Gibson, Amon Wilhoyt, and also we have Deborah Jones' sister, Ardella Wilhoyt from Columbia, and we also have Herman Stiles Jr. from Poplar Bluff.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Butler please stand for welcome by the Missouri Senate. We're delighted to have these visitors with us, all our visitors. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business announcements, and I have an announcement.
Announcements?
I have an announcement, Mr. President.
Senator?
Mr. President, I move that the... Let me do that last in case someone else has an announcement.
Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to make everyone aware that in the morning, starting at 8 o'clock, there's going to be a joint meeting of the Senate Veterans Affairs and Health Committee and the House Veterans Committee regarding Missouri Military Awareness Day, and it will include presentations by Major General Leslie Smith, Commanding General Fort Leonard Wood, Colonel Michael J. Francis, Commander, the 131st Bomb Wing, Missouri National Guard, Whiteman Air Force Base, and Andy Napoli is Assistant for BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure, Office of the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Army, Installations and Housing Partnerships. They're going to have some presentations over in House Hearing Room 3. This is a joint meeting. I would encourage all senators to attend for a short time, at least if they can. Try to make these guys feel welcome and the fact that we appreciate the military in Missouri, and we're willing to do what we can to keep them here. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
Quick announcement, Mr. President. Just wanted to remind everyone that a lot of our folks from back home are up visiting that work with the developmentally disabled back in our districts. There's an organization called MARF that they belong to. They're a great resource to really learn about what's going on in the world of the developmental those with developmental disabilities. They're having their legislative dinner tonight. They have a shuttle to take people back and forth so you can be back for the State of the State. It leaves at 5:15 from the Capitol Guard Shack. If anybody would like to head over there so you don't have to walk during the cold, I highly recommend everyone getting to know all the people that take care of the most vulnerable of our citizens. This is a great opportunity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Lewis.
Announcing that the first meeting of the Senate Ag, Conservation, and Natural Resources will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a change to the Escort Committee. I'd like to send it forward and ask that it be read.
Read it.
Pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2, please replace Senator Wasson with Senator Libla.
Duly noted, shall be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you also please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 23 to the Committee on Rules?
So referred. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess till 6:30 p.m. this day, at which we will assembly to prepare for the House in the State of the State address.
You've heard the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.